Getting back to the decision about first-line therapy for metastatic disease, how do you approach that in the patient who's had prior adjuvant FOLFOX?
Well, this is a new problem that we're running into, and if we take a cue from the ovarian data that Maury Markman has published, and which is basically retrospective data, one would think you could potentially divide patients up into early relapse and late relapse, so they would be more sensitive and less sensitive. And for people who have a longer disease-free interval, one would be more justified to go back to using oxaliplatin. On the other hand, since both oxaliplatin and irinotecan seem to be approximately equally effective for metastatic disease, I would in general prefer to give patients a drug they hadn't seen before. So by and large, I would tend to go with irinotecan-based therapy at that point.